again, to make sure that we have a lot of energy and we are really encouraged to engage in this practice, Geshe-la is giving us all the benefits again and again, so that we, yeah, the reason is that once we really understand and believe these benefits, then no one needs to push us to engage in these practices. We naturally want to engage in them. And that's, I think that's the point. We need to develop this correct understanding of the benefits of this incredible, powerful practice. So on page 167, there are like four main benefits. So these meditations are powerful methods to purify the potentialities of non-virtuous actions, or we can say negative karma, that cause us to experience serious diseases, just like COVID or Alzheimer or cancer, whatever sickness we experience is the result of negative karma or previous negative actions. And this is a powerful method to purify this negative potential. We also accumulate a huge collection of merit, good fortune, or real inner wealth. Also, it will ripen our potentiality to be able to really benefit each and every living being. Yeah, so we have the potential. This is our Buddha nature. And this practice helps us to ripen this potentiality, to actualize this potentiality, to bring about, to make it functioning. And also, like we mentioned already, it's a powerful method to purify our own mind. And of course, if we purify our mind through this practice, then spiritual realizations will be easy to for them to grow in our mental continuum. Also, our compassion becomes very strong, and finally will transform into universal compassion of a Buddha. And also, I think this for me is very inspiring, we develop through this practice, we develop a strong mind that can bear adversity with courage. So, Venerable Geshe-la is saying here, at present, our mind is like an open wound. At the slightest hint of hardship, we recoil in dismay. With such a weak mind, even minor difficulties interfere with our Dharma practice. By training and taking, however, we can strengthen our mind until it becomes unshakable. It doesn't mean that we don't feel for others, that we don't have compassion and love for them, but no adversity will be able to shake our mind or have the power to act as an obstacle to our spiritual practice. The Kadampa Geshes used to pray to develop a mind that is as strong and stable as a blacksmith anvil, which does not break, however hard it is struck. We need a strong and stable mind, one that is undisturbed by any hardship that life throws at us. This is, I think, very, very beautiful to understand. This is what we need. We need strong, stable minds, yeah, that they remain undisturbed, whatever, like we say, our life is throwing at us. So again and again, we should contemplate these benefits so that they really touch our heart and we are full of joy and want to engage in these practices. Because we are inspired, because we understand the unbelievable good results, immeasurable benefits we and others will experience through this practice.